Yeah, thank you for dropping in. Real estate is always an interesting topic. Just quickly, background, you've been doing this, what, 5 or 6 years?
I've been doing it for about 6.5 years, yeah.
Okay. Now, why did you get into real estate?
I first started with a local bank. I did, you know, insurance sales. I decided that, you know, it just wasn't something for me. I wanted to actually help people. And so I moved into real estate. I love working with first-time homebuyers, and it's stressful for them because they've never done anything like it. You know, maybe their parents have done it or a friend, but it's always different, and especially now, it's different even than it was 5 years ago. Yeah, I basically help you and hold your hand, and we go from there. I don't typically give people advice on mortgages. That's more like a mortgage broker. But I mean, I've had a few mortgages myself and can give you a little bit of background on that, and maybe the types of things that you should be looking for and what questions to ask your mortgage broker.
I would think that, especially for a first-time buyer, especially if it's not a new home, it's a resale, that they should maybe look at a home inspection first.
Yeah, so for a while there, you know, especially during COVID, we weren't doing home inspections, and it's so nice to finally see them come back, because that way people can get a good grasp of the house that they're purchasing.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily to, you know, point out all the major flaws, but it's to let you know what thing you need to fix in the coming years if this is the home that you're going to purchase.
Yeah, especially if you've got a fixed amount for a mortgage, but you have to factor in $50,000, whatever, for upgrades,
repairs. Yeah. You know, if it needs a roof, it's good to know that you're going to be looking at spending between $10,000 to $20,000 in the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So that way you can budget for it.
I know the old rule of thumb with real estate is location, location, location. But especially if they got a family, you have to take into account things like schools.
Absolutely. And yeah. I think schools is such a major thing in St. Thomas. We have wonderful schools in the city, and I can help you. I pretty much can tell you wherever that house is, what school district it's in, just because, you know, that's my job.
Yeah. Well, it is. And sometimes these are things that people overlook. They get the house of their dreams and then find out the nearest grocery store is
absolutely
a long way away.
And it's particularly challenging with like French immersion school. So we have our Pierre Elliott Trudeau in town, but sometimes like say North St. Thomas, that you actually might end up going to Port Stanley for French immersion. So
people come into, especially with their first time home, with an expectation that may be way beyond what they need or what they can afford. I guess sometimes there's a little bit of gently bringing reality into the picture.
That's really hard, especially, you know, after COVID and the prices and how high they went when we're listing properties, is bringing it back down to reality and what the market is like right now. And then also bringing that reality to buyers. Sometimes, you know, they're surprised that they can offer a little bit less on the price of a home. And I think one of the hardest things right now is just like that realization that the market is different than it was during COVID. The home isn't necessarily worth $1 million like it would have been in March of 2021.
Expectation levels are important.
It is, and it's hard to set those expectation levels, but they're so important, because otherwise you're sitting on the market for months and months at a time.
Yeah.
So the best thing that you can do is get a researched price from your real estate agent. Make sure that they come with comparable properties that have sold and how long it took for those properties to sell at that price. Get a price that you and your realtor are comfortable with. Make sure that you are sticking to that price. You go on the market. If you're, you know, you don't have any showings for a week or so, you bring down the price and you kind of go from there. A lot of people are saying, you know, I'd like to try it at the higher price. This market is not the market to try it at the higher price, because you're going to sit there for months at a time, and you might actually end up losing money than if you had started at that price that your realtor suggested. You might end up getting less than that. So your best comparable is anything that's on your street or in your neighborhood.